Brendan Brim Kruko from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and I'm joined with Terry Chapman, our prayer leader. And we have been talking about we're going to touch base about what we've been doing here. The Bible says that first of all, we've talked previous couple of days about who we are as priests and that role, and we know it's prayer because of our high priest Jesus Christ.
Yes,
but. And 2 Timothy 1, it says, I exhort that all men supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. And we see every single type of prayer there except the prayer of faith. I do not see that. But prayers would fit under that.
Yes.
And but this is all under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, because he knows what's going on with that king, with those in authority. And he can pray and prepare the way.
Yes, amen.
And so that all men would live quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
Amen.
For it is good for God. So this is good to God. He likes this. He
yes.
wishes that all men to be saved. He wants all men to be saved. He wills they all to be saved and to come into the knowledge of truth.
Yes.
For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And, Terry, I just came to me this part of it. Who wills have all men to be saved?
Yes.
You know, God does not want any man to be damned.
That's right.
But do you see where the responsibility goes back to?
Yes.
Prayer.
To us, yes. Us and prayer. That's.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
And you know, there was, and then also for a good life. If you
right.
want a good life here.
Yes.
There was a revival in Argentina in 1954.
Yes.
And God did this. The Holy Spirit did this.
Yes.
These people prayed and prayed and prayed.
Absolutely.
For, I don't know exactly if it was a year or two. They would pray. They were on 24-hour prayer.
Wow.
And then one day the Holy Spirit says, don't pray anymore. It's done.
Oh, glory.
And they had this huge revival. And we have, it's called The Secrets of the Argentina Revival.
Mm.
And Tommy Hicks came and to that revival.
Oh, yes.
And it, we sell it for $18. But for you guys today, it's going to be, for this week, our radio offer, it's $15. But I'm just going to read a little bit out of that and kind of give you an idea how God uses kings and all those in our authority in his dealings with nations. We talked a little bit about how Esther and Daniel and Philip, how the Lord had him minister
yes.
to a man who was in charge of the treasury.
Yes.
And that Ethiopian eunuch had went to Jerusalem, which is interesting. How did he know about going to Jerusalem and making those pilgrimages? Someone, another king or someone of high leadership, possibly Daniel, let him know about it.
Yes.
So you see how this network goes.
Yes, amen.
And so, but this eunuch got saved. And so he took that message of salvation back to his country.
Glory.
And back to his queen.
Yes.
And that would be a story in itself, don't
yes.
you know?
Amen.
So anyway, there in 1954, they had been praying and praying and praying. And Tommy Hicks had decided, the Lord had told him, that he was to come to Argentina. They had asked a couple others, but they had said no. They were bigger names.
Uh-huh.
And Tommy Hicks came. And on the plane coming down to Argentina, this is 1954, Tommy had been told by the Lord he was to meet a man called Perón in Argentina, and that Perón would help him in the meetings.
My goodness.
He had no idea who Perón uh-huh. was, and he asked the stewardess if she knew anyone in Argentina by this name.
Mm-hmm.
She told him that Perón was the president
yes.
of Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
When he announced to the committee that he was to visit Perón and that Perón would help him in the meetings, the committee nearly fainted. Such a thing simply could not happen.
Mm.
I learned later that he was a communist.
Yes.
One of our prayers told me that
yes.
in the meeting. Perón was intolerant, uncooperative with any and all evangelical leaders. No one had ever considered obtaining an interview with him.
My goodness.
Or requesting the privilege of using such a stadium for a healing crusade.
Yes.
Because he wanted the biggest stadium. The idea was too preposterous to even imagine. Preposterous, however you say that word, to imagine. Governmental permission to use a large stadium was utterly impossible to obtain. And besides all that, there were not enough evangelical Christians interested to keep such a stadium full. Considering that the revival was small and the experience of the evangelical church in Argentina was still one here and one there, mm-hmm. very small and few healings and a few conversions, that there was prayer, yes. lots and lots of prayer.
Glory.
The opinion of the committee was perfectly justified at last, according to man's point of view. Who would imagine that God would ever move out such a large scale when he had never done it before?
Yes.
As you will see, even Tommy Hicks' faith was not big enough for what God had planned for Argentina in
My
the coming
goodness.
Months. Obtaining the use of press and radio was ridiculous to even consider. Under Perón's decrees, all religious activities were closely monitored and censored. Wow. All meeting schedules had to be reported to the police authorities 6 days in advance. Special permission had to be granted for any special meeting, and it was extremely difficult to gain permission for large gatherings.
My goodness.
Records of all activities were kept in government files. Mm. Tommy's request was unfeasible. Furthermore, it had never been done before.
My goodness.
The prevailing mood of the committee did not indicate the possibility that any miraculous governmental change of decrees was even remotely possible. However, God had sent Tommy Hicks to Argentina,
yes.
and God had told him to speak to Perón, and speak
goodness.
To Perón he must.
Yeah.
The committee warned him that high government officials had been insulted and refused and had been refused an interview. So how can an audience, unheralded and unimportant preacher from the United States, ever get an audience with Perón?
Yes.
But Tommy Hicks believed in his God, and he went to his hotel room to pray.
Praise
he knew
God.
That God had sent him and that God was bigger than any dictator.
Amen.
The next day, Tommy, with an interpreter, walked up to the Casa Rosada, or Pink House, where the government offices were located. As they neared the door, an armed guard who also served a porter stopped them with a Tommy gun aimed at Tommy's chest and asked him, "Who are you? What do you want?" Pastor Hicks carefully explained to him what he wanted, to hold a salvation healing crusade.
Mm.
The more Tommy explained, the more interested the guard became. Finally, the guard asked, "Do you mean to say that God can heal?" "Yes, he can and will," replied Tommy.
Yes.
"Well, can he heal me?" the guard asked. "Will he heal me right now?"
Oh, my.
"Give me your hand," responded the evangelist, and right there he prayed the prayer of faith.
My goodness.
The power of God surged through that guard's body, and in a moment his pain and sickness were gone. Feeling the power of God, the guard was utterly astonished. He felt himself all over and then in total amazement said, "Why, it's all gone. All the pain is gone." "Of course it's gone," replied Tommy. "God has healed you." The guard responded, "You come back tomorrow and I will get you in to see the president."
Glory to God.
The next day, the guard greeted Tommy and his interpreter and escorted them to the President Perón's door. The president greeted Tommy and his interpreter, and after asking them to be seated, asked the reason for them coming. Pastor Hicks carefully explained to them, Perón, the plans for the city, wide salvation healing crusade. He carefully explained the way of salvation and healing to the president.
Oh my.
He also asked him for full rights for the evangelicals to meet in stadiums and arenas of the nation.
Oh my goodness.
President Perón at that time was suffering from a persistent, painful, and disfiguring skin disease. Now this one says psoriasis, some say eczema. But some reports, no physicians had been able to cure him, and it had been steadily worse, even causing Perón to have to deny all photographs of him.
Oh, my.
Perón listened in amazement to Pastor Hicks. "Do you believe that Jesus Christ heals today the same as he did while he was on earth?" Tommy answered, "Of course I do." "Here, give me your hand." Again, Pastor Hicks prayed the prayer of faith for President Perón, and the power of God flowed into him. He scattered back under the impact. Before the eyes of the onlookers, Perón's skin became smooth and soft as a baby's, and he was instantly made whole and complete. He stepped back and he exclaimed, "Good heavens, my God, I am cured." He said it in the Spanish. At this meeting, President Perón sat down, signed the total freedom for the evangelical church in Argentina. In a moment, God had done what was impossible for a man to do. God. Now, God was ready to explode.
Glory.
In Argentina, the Atlantic Stadium, with a seating capacity of 25,000 people, was rented. From the very first, the crowds were small, but God began demonstrating his power to heal and save. The good news began to spread before larger and larger audiences as a miracle worker, as Tommy was called. Ushers were soon working 12-hour shifts, and the bleachers were occupied hours before an event.
Praise God.
So many people had to remain outside the speakers, so that speakers were strung all around the stadium to allow them to listen. And so many came that the streets and the sidewalks were filled for blocks around.
Oh, my goodness.
Thousands were healed and saved from the simple preaching and prayers of faith of Tommy Hicks. He simply prayed from the platform and asked for the people to raise their hands who were healed, and thousands would raise their hands, weeping, as God's power surged through all crowds, both inside and outside the stadium. Yes. Wheelchairs, crutches, canes, braces were all abandoned, and blind eyes saw as God moved in a mighty revival power. Soon, the Hurricane Stadium that would hold 60,000 people was rented.
Oh, my.
The crowd surged in that stadium and filled it to capacity. God was moving, and his plan for Argentina was unfolding.
Glory to God.
The enemy had ruled over the land, had kept the church small and infected, but never more would he rule. The gospel was making an enormous impact on the nation of 20 million people.
My goodness.
So I'm going to kind of go on with that. But in that Hurricane Stadium, night after night, the power of God and the glory of God, outstanding healing, salvations. A little child, 3 years old, unable to walk without heavy steel braces. When the prayer of faith was said, the mother took the braces off and the children ran up and down the aisle. And they go on and on and on, even demonic things. But I'm telling you, what we have been praying for an awakening.
Yes.
And that's an awakening to the gifts and the operating in the church.
Amen.
This is the dinner bell to the souls, and then the prayer for the leaders. And we have a minute here before we need to close, but is there anything that you have on your heart, sister?
That's what we want to see in the United States. But you know, that is the perfect example of why we pray for our leaders.
Yes.
And here it says, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
Yes.
Glory to God.
And how God's not limited to the leader.
No,
now
that's
he will get what he wants done when we pray.
Yes, he does.
And it's fervent. I see a fervency and having business with God with these people.
Amen.
And when you get that book, you'll see that if you order that book, The Argentina Revival. So I encourage you too, because you will see how God led them daily in their prayers for what he was getting ready to do. So shalom, shalom. God bless you, and we love you. Blessings.